The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Monday morning to you. It's 11:01 Central Time where we are. And of course, I'm not going to sit there and tell you all about the stabbings, murders, shootings, carjacking of New York City cops by illegal immigrants. All by illegal immigrants. They are invading our country. What can I say? You knew it was going to happen. Now Biden wants to sit there and make them all U.S. citizens so they can vote and keep him in power so he can continue to ruin our country. Him and Obama and everybody else in deep state, I mean, what more could you ask for? I mean, they want to turn this whole world upside down, but you see, I guess they haven't read Animal Farm in a while, and even if Joe were to read Animal Farm, he wouldn't even understand it. I mean, you know, Scarecrow, if I only had a brain. He went to the G7. What an embarrassment. Everybody knew he was losing it. Can't even finish a complete sentence, and they're going to hop him up for this debate June 27th. Oh, my, what a joke. 10 days to get some good drugs in him. Yeah. Wonder if he's going to slip and say stuff he didn't mean to say, like what he did to Ashley in the shower. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? At the Power Mall, which, by the way, has been open since 8 a.m. Central Time, we've got 10% off Miracle 2 soaps and neutralizers this week, 10% off OptiVita products. The sale prices are marked. And if you spend $300, you get 20% off your order with Strauss Naturals or North American Urban Spice, which automatically applies at checkout. So you got to love that. And we're planning on having A.J. Rice on the show today. I don't know if you know who he is, but he used to produce Laura Ingraham and Monica Crowley. He was brought in by Glenn Beck's team to help launch the Blaze Radio Network. I mean, this guy's been around the block. He's running Publius PR now. It's a news link. He's got a book out called The Woking Dead, How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Our Culture. And, of course, we have two hardcover copies to give away to the first two listeners that place an order through the Power Mall. And that will happen when A.J. Rice is on the show. So don't call up now if you've already called the Power Mall and placed an order. Nothing I can do about that. You're going to have to wait till the bottom of the hour. And once that happens, that's when you call in and you talk to Power Hour J, and the first two listeners that place an order through the Power Mall are going to get the book, The Woking Dead, How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Our Culture, hardcover copy from A.J. Rice to give away. We're going to give you a free copy. It's going to be included with your order free of charge. So how do you like that? Boy, talk about sweetening the pie today. So there you have that. Of course, you know, if you have a prayer request, we do this. If you go to thepowerhour.com, click in the community tab, there's a link there for prayer request, and you can let us know if somebody needs some uplifting. And, you know, we're praying this couple down in Florida has a Cocker Spaniel named Amber who is on her deathbed. And it's, you know, we pray for pets, too. That, you know, you can give them strength to help deal with this situation with their Cocker Spaniel named Amber, who they've had for like 17 years. They've had her for a long time, and she is on her last leg. So just lift them up in prayer that they can get through this. Give them the strength to deal with the loss of an animal. It's tough. I've been through this multiple times with German Shepherds. I was just looking at a picture of the German Shepherd that I had to put down at the age of 10. There she is right there. So she was obedience trained, too. You could just go, whoosh, and the dog would go down. I mean, that's how smart they are. Oh, yeah, it's tough. And I just thank you in the name of your son, Yeshua, that all these people that are having a hard time with pets and need some healing out there, that they get that today. We can do some uplifting things for you. And, of course, U.S. Coin Capital, if you need to break away some of your funds and divert and get yourself some silver, I like junk silver. You need to have about 1,000 when you call Fred Deshefsky at 800-878-2646. Get yourself dimes, quarters, and Franklin halves. They're going to be the easiest denomination to trade out there. He is a member of the American Numismatic Association, and if you want to buy those Satan Gaudens, I mean, he's got them. But they're, you know, they're pricey. They're more than a grand. I'll tell you that right now. You can buy a lot of junk silver for $1,000. So if you want to diversify a little bit and get some junk silver in your portfolio, this would be a good time to do it. We also have another list of partners that you can get to on thepowerhour.com if you click the partners links. We have newsletters you can get for free by going to the Power Mall or thepowerhour.com and clicking on the newsletter tab. We have a forum you can participate in for those of you just dialing it up. If you go to thepowerhour.com and click on the community tab, you can register. We just added private messaging so you can connect with other Power Hour listeners and talk turkey. And, of course, we have a call-in number for those of you that can't get it any other way and you want to call in by phone and listen to the show. It's 631-359-8232. If you know somebody that doesn't have internet, that'd be a good phone number to share with them. All right, moving on at 6 minutes after the hour here. We're going to get into world news here in just a minute. I want to scroll down the page here, and I want to get into something else that's a little bit more serious. And this is in the Second Amendment category. We are going to attempt to try to get Bud Cummins, who is Brian Malinowski's family's attorney, back on the show. Here's what happened. Here's the headline, folks. The jackbooted fascist thugs got away with murder again. The headline reads, no charges being filed in the deadly ATF raid in Little Rock, Arkansas suburb. The use of deadly force was legal and justified in the ATF's March 19th early morning shooting death in West Little Rock, Arkansas, in the home of Brian Malinowski, according to Pulaski County Prosecutor Will Jones. In a letter issued last Friday, Mr. Jones announced there would be no charges in the case. They said it was justified. The ATF had obtained a warrant to search his home for guns and evidence. The agency believed Mr. Malinowski was selling guns without a $200 federal firearms license, which is an FFL, and without asking buyers for the proper information. All part of this gun show loophole that they are literally trying to close up and restrict the people's ability to acquire firearms. According to an affidavit of probable cause, some of the guns he had sold were recovered during the commission of a crime, although the crimes did not involve the direct use of guns. It's unclear why the ATF didn't contact Mr. Malinowski at his workplace during normal waking hours. Now, you know, he's dead. They murdered him. They literally could have said, look, we're going to serve a search warrant. You don't need to be there. Your wife needs to let us in. 6:02:58 a.m., Little Rock patrol officer employed his vehicle's emergency lights and siren to announce the presence of law enforcement. 6:02:59 a.m., the ATF agents begin a series of knocking announcing the ATF's presence. Gee, they forgot to put in there that they put a piece of tape over the Ring cam on the door. 6:03:27, 28 seconds later, they use a ram to breach the door. 6:03:43, Mr. Malinowski, woken up thinking it was a home invasion, grabs a gun and fires the first of four shots from his Colt Defender 45 caliber semi-automatic handgun. 6:03:44, ATF agent returns fire, discharging three shots, hitting Malinowski in the head. According to previous statements from Mr. Malinowski's wife, the couple was sleeping when the ATF knocked. So whatever they did, as far as turning on their lights and sirens, I mean, if they're sleeping, that means lights are out and they're asleep. That's what it means. This guy is the head of Little Rock National Airport. I'm not letting this go, and this is what Bud Cummins said. A search warrant is not automatically a license for a home invasion. He noted Mr. Jones's letter. This is the Pulaski County prosecuting attorney, which is where Little Rock is in, Pulaski County, Arkansas. How long is it reasonable to wait for someone to answer their door at 6 a.m. in response to an unexplained loud pounding at a 3,000-square-foot fully insulated home? Let's pray the answer isn't 28 seconds. The Fourth Amendment means more than that to every single one of us. This is not over, according to Bud Cummins. I want to get him back on the show. I want to know where the sheriff of Pulaski County was during this whole thing. See, this sounds too much like that sheriff of McLennan County. Hope he goes rots in hell. This is the one, McLennan County, Texas. This is where they just basically came in, the ATF did, and overran the sheriff and did what they damn well pleased and opened up on Waco with four cattle cars full of ATF jackbooted fascist thugs. And they got away with murder. Look at all the women and children that were murdered. People got promoted after that. And then they bulldozed the property to cover up the evidence. Yeah, I mean, this is how crazy it gets. I mean, this is important. If the Fourth Amendment is important to you, I mean, think about it. Agent number two, according to the report, was struck in the foot. Mr. Malinowski raised his gun towards agent number two. Agent number two fired, striking Mr. Malinowski. Then, of course, immediately after the shooting, officers requested emergency personnel begin administering medical aid to Mr. Malinowski. Of course, the ATF agent number two recovered from the gunshot wound to the foot. Why did he fire down? Malinowski wanted to scare him away. He didn't know they were. I mean, if you're going to cover up a ring camera before you come in so they can't see what you're doing and you're not wearing body cams, which is protocol. See, I'm thinking here that the Pulaski County Sheriff and the Little Rock Police Department, that's two people I'd be suing in federal court and state court under the State Tort Claims Act. Federal court would be the ATF. But see, every time you sue the federal government, see, this is an agency, though. Agency that basically houses jackbooted fascist thugs. What have they done that is productive for anybody? I haven't heard. They just come in and decide to kick somebody's door in whenever they feel like it. So, you know, if there was lights and siren in a patrol vehicle, I guarantee it wasn't loud enough to get through a 3,000-square-foot fully insulated home, and more than likely their bedroom was in the back and didn't see any of it with the blinds down. Think about all the circumstances that are going to come up in a lawsuit and discovery. Man, you got to love that, right? Yep, had to get to that. Some people are also wanting to know what's going on with Alex Jones. I told you last Friday that Houston bankruptcy judge was going to make some decisions regarding his show. The judge has ruled right now that he can keep his media parent company, Free Speech Systems and radio show InfoWars, encouraging Sandy Hook families to instead seek their payments outside of bankruptcy court. So basically, the judge, Christopher Lopez, issued his ruling several hours after deciding to liquidate Jones's personal assets to allow him to pay off the nearly $1.5 billion he owes to Sandy Hook families. Of course, the Connecticut families wanted to liquidate Free Speech Systems as well to cover the cost, but Lopez ruled families would be better served if the media company continued to run and make a profit. You see, I said that last week before the judge even ruled, didn't I? I'm not patting myself on the back here, folks. It just makes sense. If these people want to get money, best thing to do is let his business continue to operate and let people continue to support it. See, because if nobody's going to support InfoWars and go to the InfoWarsStore.com and everywhere else that they've got. I mean, I've been on the show. We've talked about this already. I've seen this. This is a big operation in a big warehouse in Austin, in East Austin, near the airport. you know, you cancel that and you cancel him. That's all you get. You can't squeeze blood out of a stone. I mean, the judge ordered the liquidation of his personal assets. He's already moved to sell his Texas ranch worth $2.8 million, a gun collection, and other assets to help pay debts. But see, again, once all this is done, now they want to seize his social media accounts. He's saying, hey, you know, these accounts are his personal thing. He still has the right to freedom of speech, apparently. I think we all do. But, I mean, the thing is, he had said during multiple live streaming events that InfoWars would be taken down in the near future, coming ahead of the judge's ruling. I'm out of bullets. I'm out of money. My dad's out of money. He would help me. I'm out of options. That's where we are. So understand that, you know, you can call him controlled opposition. You can call him whatever you want. He has a big audience out there. A lot of them believe what's going on. They believe him. Seems to have a handle on a lot of things, even though some of you may think he wears a tinfoil hat when he's not in front of a microphone or a TV camera. Not necessarily so. I have a lot of respect for the man. I know him. Personally, I know him. So, this is what happens, of course, when you step on toes and kick shins. Now moving on to world news, Russian President Vladimir Putin makes the news again, saying he would agree to a ceasefire with Ukraine if the embattled nation surrendered its occupied territories to Russia. Zelensky, of course, rejected the overture, saying it was a Russian ploy to trick Ukraine into surrendering territory where it still has troops. Oh, well. His remarks come a day ahead of the peace summit in Switzerland, which will be attended by 90 delegations from nations and international organizations around the world. Russia and China will not be there. U.S. forces, meanwhile, have destroyed Houthi radars, drones, following attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea. That's according to CENTCOM, if you want to believe it. I really would like to see videos of that, because when it says it did not provide further details on how these sites were destroyed, neutralized one flying drone launched by Houthi forces from Yemen and two Houthi drone boats in the Red Sea. The U.S. strikes followed a series of Houthi attacks on commercial vessels in the busy Red Sea and Gulf of Aden shipping lanes. You can choose to believe it or consider it a rope-a-dope. Netanyahu, by the way, has dissolved the six-member war cabinet, according to an Israeli official today. This is a widely expected move that came after the departure from government of the centrist former General Benny Gantz. Netanyahu, Bibi, of course, is now expected to hold consultations about the Gaza war with a small group of ministers, including Defense Minister Yoav Gallant and Strategic Affairs Minister Ron Dermer, who had also been in the war cabinet. Well, we'll see how that works out. The G7 summit has ended with a firm stance on China, but the abortion issue has sparked a lot of tension. And, of course, everybody was looking at Joe walking away, walking in other directions, stuttering, stammering, losing his train of thought. Man, he looked pathetic. How many times, Joe, did you have to change your Depends? I mean, literally, it was bad. They're covering for him. The guy's mental health, I mean, I don't know how he's going to survive this June 27th debate. I don't know if they're going to have enough drugs in him to do this. This is why Trump wanted him to be tested beforehand, so everybody would know how much Adderall and other crap they're injecting into this guy to get him to stand up there and be their puppet. Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't have that song out there. Pull the string and I'll stutter a song. I'm your puppet. Remember that? James and Bobby Purify from 1965. Right. The G7 summit. What a joke. World's seven wealthiest democracies. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, the communique marked a notable shift from the previous year's statements, reflecting a more assertive stance against China. Yep, you know what I mean? It's a joke. In the summit's final statement, leaders expressed unity in their support for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, release of all hostages, and a pathway to a two-state solution.
That's all, folks.
Yeah. Not happening. It's a joke. BB's ignoring it. The WHO, not the ones that did, why don't y'all fade away talking about, my, no, not them. I'm talking about the World Health Organization. They've changed their report now. They said comorbidities and not bird flu was the cause of a Mexican man's death. Huh. They reported June 5th that a 59-year-old man was admitted to a hospital in Mexico City, Mexico, after being bedridden for 3 weeks, was diagnosed with a rare strain of bird flu, H5N2. Huh.
I'm on a Mexican radio.
Yeah. Laboratory confirmed human case. Now they backpedaled. Because, see, now they found out, after investigating more, the man died from underlying comorbidities. And, of course, then they had to consider his diagnosis a high public health impact, though it assessed the risk to the public at the time was low. You see, this is the kind of lies they come up with, folks. These are the scare tactics. And then to turn around and do what we put this in the health category. So I'm going to jump to that since we're talking about bird flu. Dr. Robert Redfield, ex-director of the CDC, has issued a grim prediction. The next major pandemic will be caused by the bird flu. What do they know? We don't know. Chickens are coming home to roost. Yeah. Former CDC director said the bird flu, when it enters humans, has a significant mortality. Oh, my God, quick, run! Yeah. You see what kind of BS this is? I would love to say that word completely out. I could say bullpucky and get away with it, I suppose. But, I mean, what is this guy doing? And then he says, and this, take note of this, the recipe, quote, the recipe for making bird flu highly infectious to humans is already well established. Dr. Redfield said of humans, recalling that gain-of-function research on the avian influenza virus was carried out in 2012 against his recommendations. Aha! So, you pulled the government's pants down, did you? Dr. Robert Redfield, gain-of-function research on the avian influenza virus. Ah, so you already created it. Now, I know, I'm not, you know, hey, these people are coming out. Grim prediction. Yeah, the Grim Reaper. Don't fear the Reaper. Yeah. Now, they know something. They just, you know, they haven't unleashed it yet. Who are they going to give it to? Bird flu. Oh, my God, we got to worry about the bird flu now. The bird is a word. Yeah, you ready for that? Hey, it's Monday morning. I can do that. And, of course, nice scare tactics coming soon to major blue state city near you. Check newspapers for showtimes. Yeah. U.S. House Chair. This is the intelligence chair, Mike Turner of Ohio. Another blowhard in Congress. Said yesterday the U.S. is currently at its highest level for the possibility of a terrorist attack occurring on American soil. We could have another 9/11. Lindsey Graham chimes in. Oh, my God, we got another 9/11. So they want to know about the ISIS threats, because apparently unnamed U.S. officials claiming at least 8 Tajikistan nationals with alleged ties to ISIS were arrested in several major cities, including New York and L.A. To date, those reports remain unverified. Well, la-dee-da. Nice scare tactics, huh? Oh, we just want to let you know we're keeping up with it. Like we'll send ATF to your door and kick your front door in, serving a search warrant, just because we think you might be hiding something and we want to come in your house and find out what it is. Yeah. You want to be a martyr like Brian Malinowski? Try to defend yourself when they come in and make it look like it's a home invasion. I mean, how do you think people are going to react there? The House has passed an $883 billion annual defense bill with culture war amendments. Oh, yeah. They're certain to put the House on a collision course with the Senate, which is Democrat-controlled. The NDAA, which Chip Roy, by the way, voted for, was 217 to 199, with six Democrats voting in favor and three Republicans voting against. La-di-da. The bill has more than 1,000 pages. How many of you think that they actually read all that? And it provides continued funding, $883.7 billion, for military aircraft, ships, vehicles, and weapons program, 4.5% pay raise for U.S. service members, 15% additional pay for some junior enlisted service members. I wonder if that's the 90-day wonders. Bringing overall pay boost to nearly 20% of this year's budget. The NDAA includes culture war provisions, such as eliminating diversity, equity, and inclusion, that would be DEI positions, within the Department of Defense, and imposing a hiring freeze on DEI positions in the DOD. Gee, no more missionary positions? There's a measure to block DOD funding for abortion-related expenses, another that bars the DOD from funding or providing gender transition surgeries and hormone treatments, as well as measures to prohibit the DOD's education arm from purchasing or displaying material that promotes radical gender ideology or pornographic content. Gee, I wonder what that is. Posters of two fully clad American soldier males having sex? What would that be? The House version also included an amendment introduced by Representative Andy Ogles of Tennessee that prohibits the Pentagon from contracting with entities that have engaged in boycotts of Israel and would bar the department from selling products made by entities that boycott Israel at any of its commissary stores or military exchanges. Isn't that fun? Only applicable to the military, folks. Yet it's coming out of your tax dollars. The Biden administration is reportedly preparing to offer legal status to hundreds of thousands of immigrants tomorrow, according to a report from mainstream media, who I'm not going to give credit to because they don't deserve it. The Biden administration is preparing to announce a plan that would grant legal status to hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants who have been present in the U.S. for at least 10 years. Comes as evidence continues to mount. Biden's handling of illegal immigration presents a major liability to his reelection chances this year. Yeah, the unnamed official, see where we're going with this? Parole in place would involve offering green cards and deportation protection for illegal immigrants who have been in the U.S. for 10 years and have married a U.S. citizen. Dreamers. Yeah. They get to apply for things like controversial H-1B visas. 1.1 million illegals will be affected by these new policies. The Supreme Court, on the other hand, turned around, issuing a decision that makes it harder for illegal immigrants subject to a deportation order to challenge their removal from the country on the grounds the government sent them an initial notice to appear that lacked a time and a place for their hearing, even though it followed up with a second notice that contained this information. The ruling was 5-4, with Neil Gorsuch joining the liberal minority in dissent. The high court sided with the government in upholding the legitimacy of what it amounts to, a two-step notification system in the process of deporting illegal immigrants that effectively removes one basis form to get their removal order rescinded. The Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act, boy, there's a mouthful for you, mandates the government issue written notice to illegal immigrants who are either inadmissible or deportable, informing them about the removal proceedings they're being subjected to. Oh, la-di-da, isn't that wonderful? Like they're going to get notice. Half of them can't even read it. We'll be back with A.J. Rice after these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall, and we'll let you know when you can call in and get one of his books right after the break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regarest while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regarest keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regarest in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regarest from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Regarest, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I am here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Hi, across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
Ah, there you have it. I had to play that segment. I'm looking through the book. Yeah, I got a copy. I got an advanced copy of the book, The Woking Dead, How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Our Culture. And it's by A.J. Rice. And that lyric that you just heard from Michael Jackson's Thriller was actually in the book. So, A.J. Rice, welcome to the show. I had to play that segment.
Oh, I love it, brother. I love it. I mean, we've got some real production value there. We dug up Vincent Price.
Yes,
and we brought him to the Power Hour. That was Vincent Price, ladies and gentlemen. Got to give him a shout out. The legend.
Yes, he was. Boy, I tell you what, those Vincent Price movies had you on the edge of your seat, didn't they?
Crazy. You know what's funny? Vincent Price was actually offered a flat fee to do that reading for the music video of Thriller, or a taste of like a small percentage of the proceeds of the video and the album. And he took the lump sum. Oh, yeah. Terrible. I don't know. His business manager must have been one of my Woking Dead zombies.
I guess so. I'm telling you. See, here's the thing about A.J. Rice, folks, if you didn't know this. A.J. Rice is a brand manager, media influencer, literary agent who has produced, promoted, or represented Laura Ingraham, Judge Jeanine Pirro, Donald Trump Jr., Monica Crowley, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, Senator Marsha Blackburn, Vivek Ramaswamy, Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard. I like her. Carrie Lake, Dan Bongino, Charles Krauthammer, the list goes on and on and on. And Dr. Peter Navarro, who we've had on the show as well. Lauren Boebert, who, of course, I haven't had on the show that I would like to have had on the show, but I've had Dr. Naomi Wolf on. Dr. Malone, we can forget that. But aside from that, I mean, AJ, you promoted a lot of just famous names here, and you run Publius now.
That's right.
But this is,
I mean, look, I mean, that was like the murderer's row there. You just line. I mean, look, I got the all-star team, the Liberty all-star team there.
You just about do. And I'll tell you what, as far as the Woking Dead goes, folks, now I'm going to make the announcement right here. We have the Power Mall. They're open 877-817-9829. All right. I would suggest if you want to make sure you're going to get a copy of the book, The Woking Dead, How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Our Culture in hardcover. We have two copies to give away to the first two callers that call the Power Mall right now. You will get the book included with your order free of charge. So you need to get on the phone and call Jay right now to make that happen. She will let you know. And if she's busy and the lines are tied up, leave a message so she can call you back. Remember, that only applies to the first two who call in right now. So this is just an intense book. We're talking about, I mean, the printed edition I'm looking at is 480 pages. When you open it up in PDF, AJ, my God, how long did it take you to write this?
Well, you know, it's funny. I started writing it around when COVID hit because it came out in 22. And it was because I was seeing another virus afoot, not the one that necessarily escaped Dr. Fauci's underwear drawer, but basically the woke mind virus. And, you know, I love horror movies. I use a lot of zombie imagery. The Woking Dead, you know, are the politically correct cousins of The Walking Dead. And I would say that long before Elon was using the term, my book was out. I like to think he might have read it, because other than Vivek, very few people did a compendium of wokeness, at least in the, you know, recently near future, at least since, you know, the OG on the golden escalator came down in the Trump era. Because even before the China virus escaped the lab, quote unquote, you know, this virus was ripping through our culture. And it's not new. It's got a new name. It's got a fun name, wokeism, right? I've tried to put together a unified theory of wokeism. It's tough because it's a target-rich environment. And on most days, I could rewrite the book, which is why there will be a sequel to the book. But I would say that at the core of it, it's cultural Marxism. There's a couple flavors, you know, like Baskin and Robbins flavors. There's actually a lot of flavors, but the primary ones are the Me Too movement and Black Lives Matter and Antifa and the social justice warriors and who I call the trans mafia, who are trying to whack your children, literally. So I focus mostly on them and how some of this wokeism and political correctness, obviously, and cultural Marxism has infected our sports, our culture, our entertainment, and absolutely our politics.
Well, I'll tell you, AJ, when we first started talking about the term woke, we had people calling up asking me to define what is woke. And this book right here, folks, if you don't understand it after reading this book, you will understand what woke is, because it comes, like AJ said, in so many flavors. The thing is, too, is a lot of this is being held and handled by the Biden administration. And we just, you know, we were talking before we came on the air about Joe Biden at the G7 summit and what a joke that was. And then he went out campaigning and, I mean, just flubbed everywhere. Your take on all that?
Well, we had, you know, this 80th anniversary of D-Day celebration, and those 100-year-olds that were there were more spry than the president of the United States. I mean, they could probably retake that beach. Biden can barely retake, you know, the Port-a-John. So, you know, he's just made of something weaker. You know, he's not that much older than Trump. And look, the guy's shot. He's shot. But they like that. They like that because he's like a Ron Burgundy. He'll read whatever you put in front of him. He'll sign whatever you put in front of him. I mean, if he wants to, you know, outlaw, you know, left-handed right-wing golfers, he'll sign it. He won't even read it. So that's where we are with him. I mean, I call him, you know, the reanimated corpse. He's the sort of leader of the woking dead, where he shuffles about, right? And all the social justice warriors in the White House get him to do, you know, whatever they want. And not just them, but, you know, the deep state, the pharmaceutical companies. He's like a woke potpourri, you know? He's fulfilling all of their hopes and dreams, which is why, you know, they're going to hold on to him as long as possible. I've never subscribed to this idea that they're going to pull him, because he's basically an empty vessel. I mean, if they have to hook him up to the Pentagon with like 100 extension cords to the mainframe or something, some kind of jumper cables to a home generator, they'll do it. They're going to hold on to him as long as possible.
So with your research and everything that you've done putting this book together, you really see, because there's so many people saying, oh, no, before the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, they're going to make an announcement. Biden's going to say he's not going to run again. You don't believe that for a minute, do you?
I mean, not unless he slips on the banana peels that Kamala's been dropping in front of him all over the White House. You know, I mean, I don't think so. I think they're going to go with the blank stare, senescence. You know, they're going to go with the sundowner syndrome, man, as long as possible, until, you know, and or he can't function. But, you know, they didn't even try to hide. I mean, totally not function, you know, where he's incapacitated. We're close. We're close. We're one or two mistakes away, you know, from that. So, or intentional mistakes. So, you know, I mean, I don't think Obama would be out there and some of these other people would be out there lending their name to him, unless they're not in on it, to some kind of, you know, coup at the DNC. Now, if they want to do it, they can do it. They've done it before. You know, they've got these super delegates. I mean, we know, because Donna Brazile told us, that Debbie Wasserman Schultz, you know, rigged a convention against Bernie Sanders in 16. So the idea that they can't play three-card Monty with one of these Marxists, absolutely. I mean, it's the same Marxists under each card, under each cup. So, you know, I wouldn't be shocked if they did it, but I don't think they will. They're going to use the basement strategy again. They don't have a phony disease, a phony virus out there, except wokeism, to blame. Oh, he's in the basement. So he's going to have to stand there at least once or twice with Trump. And we'll see if he can, you know, withstand it, because and obviously the moderator will help him and so on. He'll have a bunch of kickstands. He'll be duct taped to the podium. But we're at least going to get one or two visuals of a decrepit president.
Well, see, and he's not going to have a teleprompter, not at the CNN interview coming
That's
up.
That's right. You're right.
In 2020, right. You know, coming up on the 27th of this month, he's not going to have a teleprompter.
Going to be propped up like a scarecrow, right?
They'll pump him full of Adderall.
He'll get his shots, and he'll go out there, and you know, he'll channel Corn Pop, and we'll see what happens.
Oh, folks, you got to understand, AJ Rice has been the executive producer of the Laura Ingraham Show for 4 years. So you got to know where he's coming from when he's writing this book. I mean, he's talking about the left in ways in this book that nobody else can talk about because he's been there. He's been on the front lines with all these different media personalities. Some of this stuff, I think, you know, when you look at it, it's like, look, is Fox and are they any better than the rest of mainstream media, even though they've got a conservative slant? I mean, what's your take on all this, having been in the middle of it?
Yeah, I mean, I've never worked at Fox, but I have a lot of clients there. There are patriots there, Maria and Janine and Laura, Pete Hegseth. You know, they're there. But I think, you know, as far as the new media, the sort of right to the right of Fox Media, I mean, there were a lot of people that, you know, looked at Fox like, you know, the WWE. And there were a whole lot of people that only watched, you know, Tucker. And, you know, they ignored the other 23 hours of the day. They're still trying to get some of that audience back, I think. Bongino walked. Dan really hasn't given me a full, clear reason on why he walked, but I have my suspicions. Tucker was one of those things where, you know, you had a situation where they shot the king. And if you're going to shoot the king, you need to, one, don't miss. And two, you have to do it in front of everyone so that you institute trickle-down fear. And I think that sort of got auto-corrected some people, like, oh, my God, if they can chop Tucker's head off with the guillotine, they can chop mine. You know, because Rupert's gone. I mean, Roger Ailes has been gone for some time. Different people have come and gone. They've got stories. Bowling and O'Reilly and Andrea Tantaros, they've all got stories. Megyn Kelly's got stories. So I think your audience's instinct's probably correct. But if you're going to – look, I'm not a purity test guy. Okay, I don't think when governments use purity tests – especially totalitarian ones. I don't use it on media per se. We know who our real enemies are. There is globalism involved with any publicly traded company. You know, some of these companies, I think even Newsmax, you know, took some vaccine money, you know, some Pfizer money. So look, you have the right to vote with your wallet, right? So, now, is my 80% friend going to be my 20% enemy? Not when I'm dealing with the level of cultural Marxist overthrowing of our culture and our Western civilization, quite frankly, that we're up against. You know, I'll go to war with Brian Kilmeade if he wants to go to war, right? We'll go, you know, because I think, you know, although they have to sort of color between the lines there, you know, they can't do everything that you can do and that some other people can do out there. But I think, is it a totality, a force for good that they're there? Yeah, because most of the time they are checking CNN, they are checking MSNBC, you know. But I like the idea that there are many flavors of conservatism now and libertarianism and populism. So you can shop with your time, you can shop with your wallet. If you want to listen to this show and Bannon and Jones and Russell Brand and whoever, you could go do that. So, and I think that's a good thing. And I hesitate to allow our people to get into the purity test zone where, you know, no one's pure enough. No one's, you know, next thing you know, we're it's Salem, Massachusetts, right? So I try to avoid that. Obviously, running Publius PR, I mean, there are people we've turned away. And believe it or not, there are a lot of Democrats, at least former Democrats, that have come to us recently. If you told me when I was producing Ingraham that 10 years into the future, 15 years into the future, my clients would consist of Alan Dershowitz, Naomi Wolf, RFK Jr., Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, these are all former Democrats or you know, current but evolved. So, I mean, I would ask you, what are you smoking?
Well, see, now I've had Naomi. I love that woman. I've had her on the show multiple times. I really love the fact that she woke up. You know, that's the part of it, of being awake versus woke. Yeah, sure. There's still some things, but I mean, when she started honing in on what we've already known for years about where this virus came from, I'm talking about COVID and all of the garbage and what it was meant to do, and that's to steer people into taking these jabs and what it was doing to women. I mean, she's really gone to the forefront, and she upset a lot of Democrats. Tulsi Gabbard, same way, when she blew up the Democratic Party. I don't know that I could see Tulsi as a VP candidate, but it would be interesting, you know, because
make her Secretary of Defense.
There you go. See, she doesn't like regime changes, and that means that we're going to stay out of other people's
that's
problems.
Right.
Do you think right now, because of all this woke garbage that's going on right now, that everything in Ukraine, everything in Gaza, everything in Taiwan, all of this stuff is nothing but rope-a-dope to steer us away from what's really going on here?
Well, I think some of it is. I mean, Ukraine in particular is a laundromat for the world, right? I mean, it's you know, Carlito's way. It's like the episode of Ukrainian Sopranos. What's going on in there, right? I mean, that is a disaster. I mean, but look, I tell conservatives all the time, I'm like, we're all smart enough to do two things at the same time. We can simultaneously think that Zelensky's a grifter and maybe also think that Putin, even though every once in a while he says something that I find interesting on wokeism or Western civilization, which might be completely concocted for us, right, to get us to play footsie with him, you can also think that Putin's probably, you know, not necessarily the greatest leader on earth. You can do both of these things, but neither of them should skew the fact that, you know, fentanyl is pouring into this country, that you're never going to turn Ukraine into South Dakota, the same reason you weren't going to turn Iraq and Afghanistan into South Dakota. So, you know, you can do two things at the same time. You don't have to put on, like we do in sports, either a Lakers jersey or a Celtics jersey. I mean, you can be intellectually honest and be like, Putin sucks and Zelensky's a grifter. And the fact that our government, you know, is playing footsie with one or the other at any given time. I mean, a guy like Putin, all you want from him is you want him, whether it's Reagan or Trump or whoever it is, you want him to be a little afraid, okay, and not be able to read the tea leaves. I mean, like Xi, I mean, look, China, absolutely. I mean, if I was in China and I see this election and I'm looking at these poll numbers, I mean, I would think, I got to take Taiwan now. What am I doing? I'm late. Like, I got to get going in case Diaper Man loses this election, because I'm not going to be able to take it if Diaper Man loses this election. So I got to go. Now, some of them might be calculating that may help Trump. But, you know, but these are the things that shows like this, why they're important. And I just want to, you asked me a media question. I just want to raise one other thing. And this is why this audience is growing. There is some skepticism of our cable news choices on the right. That is true. But this is really going to be the first election with no Rush Limbaugh as well. And that means there's a huge piece of the pie out there, the audience pie. That, I mean, look, Drudge seems to have left us. Ann Coulter's put herself in some kind of, you know, self-isolation. So the time is right for shows like this to grow and others. And I'm all for that because I think more competition and more voices makes everyone better. Right. You got to take batting practice with a pitcher, a real pitcher. You know, take batting practice with Steve Carlton or Randy Johnson or Nolan Ryan. Don't take batting practice with the Diaper Man in the White House. Right. You got to get out there, get in the mix. But to answer your question, yeah, I do think that, you know, like Eisenhower warned of, you know, I think that because I'm in the Beltway now, I'm in Swamp Central. And I'll tell you, you know, it is good for their business. And most of the people in the general area around D.C. and, you know, Maryland and Virginia, you know, you know, when there is a war or we have to supply bullets to somebody, even bullets to both sides, you know, it's good for business here. And that is bad for the United States.
No doubt. Now, you have an additional book coming out because we got a minute or so to talk about it. The White Privilege Album, Bringing Sure. Racial Harmony to Very Fine People on Both Sides.
That's right.
In hardcover edition coming up in September. Elaborate right. on that, if you could, a couple of minutes.
Well, look, go get The Walking Dead. It's volume one. If you love it and you want and you're ready for the sequel, a more hilarious, biting sequel, which is hard to do because, ladies and gentlemen, I write the way I talk. I'm the Joe Pesci of conservatism. So get in, you know, pre-order the White Privilege album, and you can get either a hardback or a paperback of The Walking Dead, and I believe you're going to give away some copies. You know, you can order both of them now. One will come immediately, and one will come in September. And it's going to be fun. You know, we're taking on some of the race hoaxes from George Floyd to Charlottesville to Barack Obama, and we're going to address the very fine people and talk about what white privilege really is, whether it really means Western civilization, the nuclear family, and the middle class, because that's really, when the left says that, who they're talking about and who they want to destroy.
No doubt. Well, I appreciate that, and we're looking forward to having you back on when the White Privilege album breaks. I definitely would like to have you back on. AJ Rice, it's been wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us. Always an inspiration, and the way you characterize everything just makes all the sense in the world. Folks, get a copy of it, The Walking Dead. You can get it through our guest tab on thepowerhour.com. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after these important messages from the Power Mall. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.